President Obama announced DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, on June 15, 2012. It protects young immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents from deportation. 10 years later, we hear from Carlos Alberto Benitez Cruz on how DACA has shaped his life. Cruz came from Mexico when he was 4. He's working on a PhD in psychology at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
It was 10 years ago. I must have been 13. I remember a lot of Obama being on our big TV and explaining what DACA was and that it was going to protect youth. And it was a huge buzz because this was the thing that was going to change people's lives. Applying to school was really difficult as an undocumented kid. It was the lack of scholarships available. About 4 weeks before decision day, I was at the kitchen table with my mom. We were talking about Loyola, DePaul, city colleges, and trying to piece together the financial packages to figure out which one we could afford. And we couldn't afford any of them. And I remember like my mom holding me, and I was crying because I always wanted to go to school. My high school counselor, she recommended the National Dream, the Dream.us scholarship. And it was right before decision day on May 3rd that I got an email from the Dream.us that they gave me a scholarship, but they didn't give me a choice of what school to go to. It was only Dominican University. I knew nothing about Dominican University, but I was like, you know what? This is a school. We're going to it. What still lingered in the background was the fear that I would be deported or my family would be deported, that one of us or all of us would lose our ability to work legally and would have to scrap to figure out that I would have to drop out and try to help my family and try to figure something out, because that was still a part of my reality. Even though I was in college, even though I was doing the thing that supposedly, right, would lift me up, funny enough, I did not want to hide. I am the kind of person that whenever I'm anxious or fearful, I would rather run into the fire. And I found a group of students at Dominican University who were also undocumented. And I joined them and I started to realize how much power there was in people. They held a Coming Out of the Shadows rally. And we all very publicly, very proudly proclaimed that we were undocumented and unafraid. And I remember I was the first one to have to go on stage and kind of pull everybody together. And so I just did what I knew kind of had to happen, and was just chant. So I started chanting undocumented, unafraid, and then 200 people shouted back. I think I have more autonomy, but every so often I realize that I'm getting a PhD and I actually don't know if I'm going to be able to get a job, that I'm going to have citizenship, that I'm going to be able to work legally at an institution. And that's where like the dreamer narrative crumbles for me, because I've done the things that are supposedly exemplary of an immigrant who deserves to get citizenship. And boohoo, whatever, because everybody deserves citizenship. All 11 million of undocumented people, they deserve citizenship. I will explicitly say, like, I do not call myself a dreamer. I'm just an undocumented person, because the DREAM Act didn't work. And I'm not dreaming, like, this is my reality. And I don't want to dream for something. I want something to happen. I want something to happen for me, my family, my friends, my neighbors, and everybody in my community. I'm not dreaming.
That's Carlos Alberto Benitez Cruz. This story was produced by Anna Savchenka. This is WBEZ.